Welcome, everyone, to the AI and Technology Podcast, your source for all things artificial intelligence and internet technology. I'm your host, DJ Rocco, and today we have got a fascinating show lined up for you. We are taking a deep dive into the realm of artificial intelligence, where it began, where it is now, and where it is poised to go in the future. We will also be interviewing software developer Marcus Cobalt to discuss evolution from standard business software to leaping into artificial intelligence to create business content. So, grab your earbuds and let's decode the world of AI. Before we get started, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, ExecutiveAddress.com, bringing cutting-edge virtual office and a professional presence to your home-based business. Visit www.executiveaddress.com to learn more. Now, let's begin our journey into the AI universe. It all started in the mid-20th century. The year was 1956, and a group of bright minds gathered at Dartmouth College. There, the term artificial intelligence was born. Computer science was just in its infancy, but these pioneers had a vision of a future where machines could simulate intelligent behavior and even learn. Talk about being ahead of their time, right? You know, it is ironic that in my childhood days, I was looking at cartoon shows like The Jetsons and other space shows, and it literally gave us a glimpse into the future. Now that is interesting. Fast forward to the 1980s, and we hit what we call the AI winter, a period where the hype surrounding AI met the cold, harsh reality of technological limitations. Funding dried up as quickly as the optimism that once fueled the field. But like all great stories, it was the dark before the dawn. The millennium turned, and so did the fortunes of AI. Thanks to a few key elements, data became the new oil, and computing power expanded beyond our wildest dreams. Deep learning took center stage, launching AI into the stratosphere. Suddenly, computers could outplay humans at chess. They could recognize faces, understand speech, and, wait for it, recommend what series you should binge watch next. It was revolutionary. Today, AI is everywhere. It's assisting doctors in diagnosing diseases, it's in self-driving cars, it's even in your smartphone's camera, making sure your selfies are flawless. Now that's what I call progress. The question on everyone's minds, though, what's next? While preparing my podcast show, in my research, I ran across an article titled, "Should Artificial Intelligence Be Used in Conjunction with Neuroimaging in the Diagnosis of Alzheimer's Disease?" It was written by Sophia Merkin and Benedict Albensi. First, Alzheimer's disease has been a challenge to cure, for like forever. I have to admit, it is a little scary to even think to hand over medical to artificial intelligence. So, yes, I am a skeptic. While I will not go into a great deal of information on the article, I will quote how the medical industry views the use of AI. "The use of AI with neuroimaging for the diagnosis of AD is a rapidly emerging field and has the potential to solve these problems. AI has the ability to integrate complex multimodal data, improve the accuracy of biomarker-based testing, and has a promising future of providing accurate and widely accessible early diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease." We will take a brief sponsor break and will return to speak to software developer Marcus Cobalt. Thank you for staying locked into AI and Technology Podcast.
This podcast episode is sponsored by Fiverr for all your business or project needs. If you are looking for advertising, marketing, graphic designers, or website creators, Fiverr is the place to go for all of your publishing needs. If you click on the link within the description of this podcast, you will get an immediate discount. Visit greatdayradio.com for that special link or aitalkpodcast.com. Thank you so much for your support.
The question on everyone's mind is, what's next in the evolution of artificial intelligence? Well, to help us peer into the looking glass, we're joined by special guest and AI expert and publisher, Marcus Cobalt. Marcus, welcome to the AI Digest podcast.
Thanks for having me on your show. It's an exciting time for AI, and I'm thrilled to be here to talk about its future, and to talk about how I went from creating standard software to adopting AI in my developing process.
Let's dig right in. Marcus, where do you see the future of AI heading in, let's say, the next decade?
The short answer is integration. AI will become more woven into the fabric of our daily lives. We'll likely see more collaborative forms of AI, where humans and intelligent systems work together seamlessly. Think along the lines of enhanced cognitive assistance, reality augmented by AI insights, and machine learning models that are not just reactive, but proactive in helping us make decisions.
Incredible to think about. But are there any concerns we should be mindful of?
Absolutely. With great power comes great responsibility, right? We need to be vigilant about ethical considerations, privacy, and security. AI is a tool, and it's only as good as the hands that wield it. We must ensure these systems are fair, accountable, and transparent.
With that being said, explain to the audience about one of your newer software tools where you incorporated AI into the software. What is it called? And how does it work?
Rocco, thank you for asking. The software is called VidPal AI. It is the ultimate game changer in the world of video marketing and video creation. It crafts mesmerizing whiteboard videos that leave a lasting impression. No design skills required, simply drag, drop, and customize to create professional-grade videos. It effortlessly creates profit-pulling videos that drive traffic and sales.
Wow. So, why video? I see so much video software out there in the market already.
Great question. Did you know online videos have an audience reach of 92% among internet users worldwide? Simply put, people love watching video content. In 2024, people are watching an average of 17 hours of online video per week. Not just that, videos are the topmost lead generators and powerhouse of profits for businesses. In fact, 91% of businesses rely on video marketing for sales and income. Bottom line, it is a market that will not be going away anytime soon. So, that is why I am focusing my efforts in video. Now with AI, it makes the process easier for consumers to not only make it right, but maximize their best efforts for the best videos for their business, or clients' videos if you utilize it in your publishing business.
That's cool. I am very excited about VidPal AI. What kind of video options can you create with your new software, and what is the cost?
Thank you, Rocco, for that question. VidPal AI is amazing. You can create product promotions, product sales, online courses, and informational videos. VidPal AI is the solution that's going to save you a lot of time and money while allowing you to immediately integrate the newest AI into your business while tapping into a bunch of opportunities. You don't have to be a video producer, you don't have to be a writer, you don't have to be a marketer, you don't have to be a programmer, you don't need any of those skills to do this. You can begin immediately and you get to keep all the income that you can make using VidPal AI. When you purchase our software, we do not charge any royalties or ongoing fees. We have two options that will be posted in the description of this podcast. I won't give out the price on this podcast because we have added a special discounted rate directly from AI Talk Podcast or GreatDayRadio.com website. You can save up to 40% on our original price, so I encourage you to use it. It will be for a limited time for you listeners out there, so don't procrastinate on your success.
Well said, Marcus. Thank you for offering us a special link to an amazing discount for our listeners. Let's promise our listeners to continue these conversations as they're crucial for responsible AI development. Be sure you visit AItalkPodcast.com, hit Let's Talk, and leave your commentary. Marcus, any final words as we wrap up?
First, thank you, DJ Rocco, for this opportunity. I am looking forward to joining your program on future shows. My final thoughts are this: stay curious and stay informed. AI is shaping our future, and it's important for everyone to have a voice in shaping that direction. I want to thank your audience for listening to this podcast and interview. Please share with anyone that may be a skeptic of AI.
Thank you again to Marcus for joining us on this podcast episode. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. If you enjoyed our journey through the AI landscape, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. You can check us out on our sister station GreatDayRadio.com or AItalkPodcast.com. This has been the AI Digest. I'm DJ Rocco, reminding you to stay plugged in as we navigate the evolving world of artificial intelligence together. Until next time, stay smart and connected.
This radio show is sponsored by ColoradoWeddingShop.com. Are you planning out your nuptials in the beautiful state of Colorado?
Colorado Wedding Shop is your one-stop wedding source for all your wedding needs. Looking for bridal shows? Easily search for one near you. Need used wedding items? No problem. We have a wedding classifieds that list anything from bridal dresses, jewelry, real estate, and much more. Visit www.coloradoweddingshop.com, that is coloradoweddingshop.com. Thank you so much for listening to our show. If you are interested in advertising on Great Day Radio or any of our networks, you can reach out to us directly at 303-260-6454. That is 303-260-6454, or inquire at our merchandise store at greatdayradio.net. That is www.greatdayradio.net.